Today, let's spend a little time talking about leading the way for a new day. How many believe we need a new day in our country? We need a new day in America. We need a new day in our lives. Every time we turn around by the grace of God, He gives us one, right? The Scripture says His mercies are renewed every morning. Aren't you glad? Turn to each other and say, I'm gladder than you. Lead the way to a new day. If you refer back to your Old Testament, Israel was in Egypt for about 430 years. And then it came time for God's people to be set free and return to their new land. It became time for freedom. They'd been in captivity for so long, they were ruled over, their faith was suppressed, they were put down, they were rejected, and God said, it's time for a new day. Someone say it with me, it's time for a new day. Like Moses and Joshua, it's time for us to lead the way into a new day. We got to get rid of the spirit of captivity. Somebody say that with me. Get rid of the spirit of captivity. Now, Israel was in slavery and captivity for so long, they had a tough time breaking out into what they were supposed to be. We spend time in the Bible every day and every Sunday together, learning what God has made us to be. And we leave church built up so we can go out and live what He's called us to be. But remember what happened. Israel ended up meeting with God at Mount Sinai, and God gives them the law. They're promised that disobedience will bring discipline, but obedience to God's word will bring blessing. Israel promises to obey. How many of you were ever a little kid? Some of you were old when you were two, right? No. But we promise. Well, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And your parents said, now you got to do it this way. And inside you go, And we didn't always do what they wanted us to do. Same thing. Israel promises. They'll obey, but continue to disobey. Finally, their rebellion reaches a state where when they come to the edge and the precipice of their new land, Moses sends in 12 spies to see the land of blessing that God has promised them. 10 returned with what kind of a report? Bad report. We can't do it. The enemy's too big. They're terrified. The problems are too great to coming into what God has promised us. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, came back enthusiastic, confident that God will give them the land. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, came back enthusiastic, confident that God will give them the land. The people listened to the 10 who doubted God, and it spread an infection in their camp of doubting God. And no matter how much Moses urged, and Joshua and Caleb urged them to go on and trust God, He will give them the new land, the people refused. Remember? Remember the old story? So Israel basically makes a choice. They will either trust or not trust God, obey or not obey. They chose not to. And that generation then can't enter the promised land because God won't let them. And He sends them back out into the wilderness. You all remember the story. They wander for 38 to 40 years. Until the generation of adults who refuse to listen, obey, or trust God pass away. And the ones that are left are their kids and Joshua and Caleb. These two men alone, outside of Moses, are men of faith, and they survive, and they get ready to replace the old with the new. Now I'm going to say something just by way of for free. Who can tell me how old Moses was when God called him to serve Him? What was that? 80 years. Who can tell me after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness how old Joshua was when he was supposed to lead? What was that? 80 years. And he had 7 years of warfare in the land. So the warfare ended when he was how old? 87 years old, when he went up to take his own land. And some of us think, well, I'm ready to retire. And God says, oh, no, I've got a brand new thing for you to do. Someone say amen. Some of you are looking like, please, don't put that on me. God does great things. He knows you. He knows right where you are, right where you live. He's got something great for you to do right where you are, to lead the way to a new day. Come on, say it with me. Lead the way to a new day. So a new generation has new trust in God. They're tested in battle. Finally, they're camped outside the promised land, waiting God's command to go over Jordan and to take their inheritance. In his last act as leader, Moses reviews with the people the law of God and the love of God, and he urges, he's pouring out his heart, he urges this new generation to keep the word of God. This generation commits themselves to accepting God's word, keeping God's word as their standard, and to obey him. It is a day of new beginnings. So Moses then sets Joshua in charge. Joshua is going to lead his people through the conquest over the enemies of the land. Joshua is in charge of dividing the land to the tribes. Joshua has gifts of leadership and insight, wisdom and instruction, administration, wisdom and justice, and he walks under a great big shadow. How'd you like to be the one who took over after Moses? But he did it. And Joshua is given instruction by God for his great big job, and Joshua's call is ours. Let's look at the scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I'm in the book of Joshua this morning especially. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. How many know Israel never occupied the full land God promised them? Never did. If you look at a map, it's pretty amazing. Now, next it says in verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong. Say it with me, please. Be strong and of good courage. Boom it out again. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Powerful, powerful promise from God. Joshua has a powerful job to do. The people of Israel were moving from captivity into a new land. They had work to do. Now, how many understand we are saved by grace? No question. But as we become like Jesus, we cooperate with him with that grace, and we grow and we change. How many are the same that you were 13 years ago? How many are glad you're not the same? Sure, we keep changing, we keep growing, and God's got something to do. So we cooperate with him with that grace. Saved by grace, transformed by our cooperation with him. We have a big job to do to reach our land for Jesus. Boom it out with me. We have a big job to do to reach our land for Jesus. Now, the Canaanites, interestingly, just a little aside so you know who we're talking about here. At the time of this conquest, a variety of peoples were settled into a lot of smaller city-states in Canaan. The cities were well fortified, and the people were warlike. The design of the buildings, they've been able to tell by ruins they've discovered, had established drainage system and showed a high level of development. The metalwork and the pottery of the people is advanced. They carried on extensive trade with other nations. But for all their material development, Their religion and morals were horribly corrupt. So God displaced them, because how many know that sin destroys? Come on, amen or oh no, sin destroys. Consider America. Great material wealth, understanding, prosperity that God has granted. And if we don't walk with our God, the Lord doesn't promise He'll just keep pouring out the bennies forever because He likes us. He says, I like anybody who wants to walk with me. Someone say, amen. That's what the Bible teaches us. So God promises to be with Joshua, to never leave or forsake him. This is powerful. The Hebrew meaning is that God will never slacken, draw back, or loosen Joshua from his hands. Isn't that incredible? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll never slacken you from my hands. A big job with a big promise for God's big provision. And we need to see what God has promised us as His people is big provision with big promise. With a big God who's big enough to do anything He's called us to do. Come on, say it with me, church. He can do anything. And we, with Him, can do anything He's called us to do. It's time for us to walk into our new land and new provision for God. A new leader. Joshua was a new leader for a new day with new methods and new principles, new confidence, new strength for the people of God. Watch this. You cannot carry in the captivity mentality into the new land God wants you to conquer. The captive mentality says, I can't get victory. I'm just bound by this thing. I can't get free. I've had problems with this for years. There's no way I'm going to overcome it. And I just can't do it. And God says, I set you free in the name of Jesus. You've got provision. You've got freedom. You've got light. You've got encouragement. You've got people who love you, surround you, and stand with you, and strengthen you. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit is in you. And God says, you're free. Come on, church. What does God say? Boom it up. You got it. That's what He says. Right now, Christians can look in America and make a determination that there's no hope, it's time to hide. That's not what the Bible tells us. That's not what God has called us to do. Be of good courage. Be strong. Lead the way to a new land. God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. The Hebrew, strong, is fasten upon. In other words, you're fastening upon God. Fasten upon. Seize hold. Be obstinate. Bind, restrain, conquer. Be strong. Be of good courage. Be alive, alert, steadfast. Steadfast for Jesus. Hold on. Be alert in Him. What are you going to do today? Somebody turns to you today before you leave. They say, what are you going to do today? I'm going to go out and conquer. Come on, you can do that with the facial motions, can't you? Come on. Come on, everybody. I'm going to go out and conquer. Don't spit on each other. Come on. But Joshua's call is our call. To be strong and courageous in the Lord. Joshua's covenant is ours. His call is ours. His covenant is ours. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you, say it with me, wherever you go. Be strong. Be strong. Seize hold. Fasten upon God. Be very courageous. Means vehemently, wholly. Be alive. Physically, mentally. To do what? Especially to do what? to observe, guard, protect, preserve. What are you going to do? What are you guarding, protecting, and preserving? To do the word of the Lord. That's what it says. Be strong and courageous to do all I have commanded you. To do the word of God. To take this land for Jesus. To show a new day. And lead a way to the new day. God is saying, listen carefully, guys. God is saying, put your greatest efforts in to my word. Put your greatest efforts into thinking about it and applying it, praying through and being guarding and protecting your heart. Put your best effort there. How many work hard? What are the rest of you doing if you don't want to put your... But how many work hard? How many, let's say, how many work hard at gardening? Come on, let's see your show of hands. How many work hard at constructing things, building things? How many work hard at being a good wife? How many work hard at being a good husband? How many of you don't care? No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, nobody's raising their hand on that one, are you kidding? But we work hard at stuff, don't we, guys? You go to bed at the end of the day going, oh, man, that's enough for one day. Maybe that's enough for 3 days. But we work hard. And the Lord is saying, put your best effort to my word, to understanding it, letting it be written in your heart and in your mind. Put your best effort at working with me, he says, to cooperate with me as I transform and change you to be more like me. Be courageous. Vehemently hold on to that word. Don't let it go. If you blow it, you repent and ask him to forgive you. He is just in mercy and he's gracious and he forgives. Aren't you glad for the forgiveness of God? But you get up and you go on because God has mercy. And he says, be attentive. Be careful. Put your greatest strength into being in my word, studying my word, loving my word, obeying your first and best effort into keeping my word. That's the covenant that he made with Joshua. That's ours as well. And then there are some practical steps to observe, guard, and protect. There's wholehearted application. It's one thing to come to church and learn. That's good. But how many want to come to church and be transformed by Jesus? So there's wholehearted application. Okay, Lord. So I'm hearing, okay, yeah. I'm jazzed up. Now what? How do I apply this? Number one, keep God's word in your mouth. Watch what you say. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Don't let it depart from your mouth, the Bible says. Don't let it literally means in the Hebrew, don't let it recede or withdraw from your mouth. What are you talking about? What comes out of your mouth? When you're with each other, what comes out? What's the passion that comes out? Hey, did you see the scripture today? Man, let me tell you about this verse I saw. And this is what the Lord's speaking to me. Man, it's just one little phrase from one little verse. Let me share it with you. And it blesses you, and you share with me, and all of a sudden, whoo, we're growing because we've had this discussion about God's Word. Ever notice how when you're not in the Word of God, when you're not in church, you're not running after the Lord as much? Ever notice how you're not quite as sensitive to the Spirit of God then? Come on, anybody besides me ever notice that? I've been there. But if you want His blessing, agree with His Word. Don't confess that you're a slave back in the land of captivity. I'll never get there. I'll never be what He wants me to be. But confess instead that I'm brand new in Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror by His grace. I'm more than a conqueror, he says in Romans 8, verse 37. If you're taking notes, write down Romans 8, verse 37. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. I'm new, and I'm going to keep God's word in my what? Number two, keep God's word in your where? Meditate on it day and night, the Bible says. Ponder on it. Think on these things. Like the cow chewing the cud. You chew it and ruminate and chew it and ruminate and you get more insight as you do. Don't be confused. You know, maybe you feel like I do. I go up to Port Townsend and some of the cities we go to, and I don't quite feel like I belong. Do you ever feel that? You know, you look at the paper and the big things everybody's doing, and I don't quite feel I belong. That doesn't mean I retreat from it. I just go, I don't quite belong. And there's a reason for that. Because there's a verse in the Bible that says, we are strangers and pilgrims in this place. We look for a city whose foundation and builder is God. Huh? Come on, isn't that true? Love not the world or the things of the world. Doesn't mean you don't have anything to do with the people in the world. You love them. But you love Him. You love His Word. You keep His Word in your mouth. And you keep His Word in your mind. And the Bible says, we have the mind of Christ. So we're here to be salt and light to the world around us. Lead them to Jesus. Share, show Jesus to them. And you know, there are some people that don't like that. You know that, right? You know, you're leading the way to a new life. Love, joy, peace. How radical is that? But it is in a dark world that doesn't have hope. But we have the mind of Christ. So you keep God's word in your mouth. Keep God's word in your mind. Let me give you a third one. Keep God's word in motion. Keep God's word in motion. Keep it in what you do. In your mouth, what you share. In your mind, what you think. In motion with what you do. You live Him. You love Him. You talk Him. You share Him. You walk Him. You give Him away. And if you will, the Bible says, if you'll do that, you've got a couple of conclusions. You will make your way prosperous. That literally in the Hebrew means you're going to make your road push out. You know what that means? You're not going to run out of road. You ever driven your car down a country road and ran out of road? What do? Turn around and go back. I remember there was some guy, I was down in Lewiston. We used to go to this family camp, and I got to be honest and confess with you. We're down at Boyer Park. It's 1,000 degrees. Okay, that's not fully honest. It's hot. And we're down at the Snake River, and I taught my kids how to ride their bikes down here. We had great family camps. But I got to be honest, the barren hillsides and the blast furnace is not my cup of tea. I like this. I like a little cooler. Look, this gal, all it does is burn. So I'm down there burning. So I took every chance I could get to drive my car out of there. I'm sorry, I got work to do, kids. I'll be back later this afternoon. So my wife and I and some friends, we're going to get in the car, and we're going to go to Lewiston. And there's a back way to Lewiston. And so we're driving down the road, and a lot of miles. I thought Lewiston was sooner than this. And so finally we come, and there's some guy at the side of the road. And so we go, you know, can you tell me which next road we need to take to get to Lewiston? And the guy didn't do this. He didn't do that, but he did it in his spirit. Because he looks at us and goes, well, sure, all you have to do is go up, take this road, and this road, and you'll get right there. So we took this road, this road, this road, and we ended up in a gravel road. Then there came a dirt road that emptied out into a farmer's pasture. If I could kill the guy, I'd still do it today. No. But you know, in Hebrew, if you'll keep Him in your mouth, in your mind, and in what you do, He'll keep giving you road. He'll push your road out. And He'll give you a way to walk and a place to get to. And you'll have good success. You'll be circumspect and intelligent. How many think you could use being more intelligent? Me too. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So Joshua's getting ready to lead the people into a new land with new beginnings. It'll take new leadership, new strategies, new insight. And I want to encourage you, let the Holy Spirit give you and drop into your spirit new insights into how to reach the people that you're with, that you love, that you want to reach out. Because we're going to lead the way into a new land for Jesus, into a new day. But it's going to take special insight from the Lord to reach some people you've been trying to reach for years. And God will give it to you. You keep praying. You keep trusting. You keep sharing. And God will give you the insight. You see, Joshua, is a type of Jesus in the Bible. It's one of the best types. Jesus came, conquered sin, the flesh and the devil, filled us with the Spirit. And he says, go take the land for me. We'll wrap up in a few minutes here. Remember, he said to the disciples, they told the disciples, don't preach anymore. You don't go share about Jesus anymore. The world doesn't want you to go share Jesus with people. You know that, right? All right, but look at what they did. They said, okay, you can't preach. And they go, and they call him in front of them, and they say, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. How dare you? Message, didn't we give you strict orders not to teach in Jesus' name? Here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching. You're trying your best to blame us for the death of this man. They didn't submit to someone saying, don't share Jesus with anybody. They did share him. So church, do what the early church did. Spread his word. Lead the way to a new day. Romans 10. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Come on, look down at your feet. Go on, get your feet. Stick your feet out in front of him. Look at him and go, you're beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Out of the message, everyone who calls help, God gets help. How can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? How can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? How can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why the scripture exclaims, a sight to take your breath away, grand processions of people telling all the good things of God. Tell them. Proclaim him. Lead him to Jesus. Don't be afraid. That literally means don't dread. Don't be harassed by the devil. Don't be dismayed, the Bible says. That literally means don't break down and be frightened, because God is with you wherever you go. If Jesus lives in your heart, church, God is with you wherever you go. Joshua follows God's command. Put your word in there and say it, your name in there, just like Pastor Sherry had us do this morning. Go ahead. Kevin follows God's command. Joshua accepts the word of God to him, and in this strength, he commands the people into their new day. Three times, God tells him, be strong and courageous, and he embraces the calling and the covenant of God. Three times. And then the fourth time, the people say it back to him. Be strong and of good courage. We'll follow you. Look at the scripture. They answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. That gives you a little pause, probably, though. Come on, anybody with me? Did they perfectly obey Moses?
No.
Just like we obeyed Moses, man, we're with you. And then Joshua had to go, okay, maybe a little better than you followed Moses. But the point is, they were pouring their heart out to him. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, we'll heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Be strong and of good courage. Whoever rebels against your command does not heed your words. In all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Get God's word in. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Don't let it depart from your mind. Don't let it depart from what you do in motion. You'll be strong and courageous. These are big days in our land. We have a big job to do. We can run and hide and say, oh boy, they're against us. No. Speak the truth in love. Go share Jesus. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. No matter what. No matter what happens. People might not like it, but you speak the truth in love and love them. But you still stand. Remember the Old Testament, they told the three Hebrew boys, you're going to fall down and worship the big idol we set up. And they go, hey, man, we might like you, king, but we ain't going to do it. And they didn't do it. Threw them into the fire. The only thing that got burnt off was their bondage. They came out from the fire clean and pure. Listen, church, America is flawed. America needs the grace of God. America needs you to be salt and light to bring his new day. America needs our prayers and our liberty and our life in the Spirit. Christians, rise up. Don't retreat. Let's obey Him and go into the new land and lead the way to a new day, shall we? Stand with me, would you? Father, we thank You that this day we get to be who You've called us to be, that this day we get to know we're Your people. And Lord, we pray that You will take Your liberty as we go from this place. We go from this place knowing that we're here to bring You forth to this world. Lord, we pray for revival one more time. We pray for revival in America. And Lord, we're going to do our part to help lead that revival, Lord. We're not content to sit back and sit in captivity and say, okay, well, we better be quiet because people don't like me sharing about Jesus. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to go forward with the love of Jesus and bring them the good news. We're going to go forward and say, yes, Jesus is alive and well. And Lord, we pray that You will continue to gift us to bring forth Your new day in Jesus' name. And they all said, would you raise your hands for the blessing, please? The Lord bless you and keep you. God smile on you and gift you. God look you full in the face and make you prosper. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless your people as they go from this place with the joy of serving You. And when they're asked, what are you doing today? I'm going to conquer for Jesus. And all the people said,
amen.
God bless you. Be released. Yeah, man.